Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
The Muppets! Yay!
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Cheap that his wallet has an unmisted pocket? Am I too hip for the room?
To introduce this record, that's what I'm here to do. So it really makes me happy to introduce to you
the first original, genuine, no money back guaranteed Muppet Show cast album.
But now let's get things started on the most
sensational, inspirational, celebrational Muppet Show.
That's right. It's the Muppets. Everyone loves the Muppets. And this is Everybody Plays the Fool. My name is Shane, and this is my radio show. I do this every Monday night. And tonight's theme is the Muppets. I always do a different mix of all different kinds of music with a theme that unites them all together. Last week, of course, was Amphibians. And we ended the show with Bein' Green by Kermit the Frog, and that links us to this week's theme. This is going to be a show all about Jim Henson's Muppets, because it's almost January 30th, and January 30th, 1974 was the air date of the first pilot episode of The Muppet Show, that classic show. The pilot aired on ABC, although ABC didn't buy it, and Henson had to go to the UK to get the 5 seasons of that classic show produced, which was then re-aired in the States. But tonight we're going to hear some things from the original Muppet Show series, various Muppet-related albums, like what we just heard that intro from, which was from their Muppet Show cast album, and as well as a bunch of other movie soundtracks, clips from Sesame Street, other Jim Henson productions, and a couple other songs with various Muppet connections as well. So hopefully we'll hear a good variety of stuff. We are going to kick things off tonight with a classic. Whenever you talk about Sesame Street and all of the great music from Sesame Street over the years, I have found that this is one that seems to be maybe the most memorable song from Sesame Street. And I didn't realize it was by the Pointer Sisters until very recently, so we're going to kick things off with the Pointer Sisters doing a song from Sesame Street. This is Radio Free Brooklyn.
Seven, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11, 12.
Felt that the Dr. Teeth group is one of the exemplary practitioners of contemporary music.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, nice talking to you, Animal.
Wipe out.
Directly from the sector of bop.
We plug you into the tape. Record comedy skit.
Uh-huh.
Drama skit.
Okay.
Movie skit.
Kinda like that one.
Double skit.
Wait a minute. You.
Mate skit.
Hold on. That's me.
Hot skit.
You mean my man with the specs?
Dub skit.
Hold on. It's that double Huey skit. Skit.
Singer.
beat my handicap, I cut it up with just three fingers. Some people might think I'm strange, some even say deranged. But it don't matter, that shit chatter, moving like I'm insane. It's as hot as it gets, wear the cap if it fits. You know when Double B will pen on a tune that goes like this.
Jeez,
oh my god,
I don't believe it. Double B and Mace rhyming. Word up. They ran away to the studio and did a little something behind our backs.
Yeah.
But it sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds real groovy.
All right, continue.
Start the tape again.
Peace to the Bill Posse. Strong Island community. We got much in store. You heard hardcore. Prince Paul, plug 1, 2, 3.
It's been a while, but I'm witty. Chose a style that fit. No time to match, put it on wax. Next thing you know, it had hit it. Not enough money can buy me. Not a duck MC can try me. Take this as a hunch. I'm packing a punch from 89 to the 1990s. Beginning a transfer set. If you don't have it on, you'll get it. Stop your feet and move to the beat, and everything will be copacetic.
Kid, this ain't the brainwash skit.
This is the Double Baby Huey skit.
So what, now you got DJs rapping?
They're not DJs, they're PAs.
PAs.
Get out.
You don't know what you're talking about. Get out of here.
Go bother somebody else.
Now let's get back to the skit.
Word up.
It.
Well, don't tell me truth. hurts, little girl. Cause it hurts like
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and that was your first set of Muppet-themed music, Muppet-related music, all kinds of stuff in there. Hope you enjoyed it. Started that set off with the classic Sesame Street song that was the Pinball Number Count by the Pointer Sisters. Then we heard Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem, which of course is the house band for the Muppet Show. With their interesting rendition of the jazz standard Tenderly. And then we heard a B-side from De La Soul called Double Huey Skit, which samples the theme to The Muppet Show. It's an obscure one, but that was originally on one of the 12-inch single releases of Say No Go by De La Soul. And vocals on that one are by the producers, Maceo and Prince Paul, which is weird for that one. So that was De La Soul with Double Huey Skit. Then you heard another classic Muppets tune, Manamana, as done by the band Cake. That song is actually a cover. It was an instrumental pop hit by an Italian composer named Piero Umiliani, which a Muppets producer heard that song and then turned it into that classic Muppets theme. And then we closed out, of course, with the song Underground from the soundtrack to The Labyrinth, the 1986 film directed by Jim Henson, and that was performed by movie star David Bowie. And that was the single. That was one of the songs they put out from that album. And that's a really good one. I forgot how much I like that song. Got a lot of range in there. Some Muppet performances, some non-Muppet performances, some Sesame Street, and we've got a ton more music to go here tonight. Before I get into this next set, I just want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a nonprofit community radio station, and you can find out all about what we do. If you like what you hear, you can toss in a couple of bucks to keep this place going. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org is where you can go to find out all of the info you need about donating, about the after-school program, about all of the great shows on this station. And now, a tune by Chopin, as performed by Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem, and it's kicking off this next set of Muppets music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. This is Radio Free Brooklyn.
Let's see, okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chopin's Polonaise in A-flat, as performed by Dr. Teeth.
What?
animal sings Gershwin.
I fucking dead in London town. Thank you.
Walk abroad among his fellow men.
And if that spirit goes not forth in life, he is condemned to do so after death, to witness what he cannot share, but might have shared and turned to happiness.
We're barley and barley, avarice and greed. We took advantage of the poor, just ignored the needy. We specialized in causing pain, spreading fear and doubt.
And if you could not pay the rent, we simply threw you out. There was the year we evicted the entire orphanage.
I remember the little tykes all standing in the snowbank
with their little frostbitten teddy bears.
We're Marley and Marley, our hearts were painted black.
should have known our evil deeds would put us both in shackles.
Captive bound, we're double iron, exhausted by the weight.
As freedom comes from killing laws, oh, prison comes with hate.
We're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley.
True, there was something about mankind we loved. I think it was their money.
Doom, Scrooge, you're doomed for all time.
Your future is a horror story written by your crime.
Your chains are forged by what you say and do. So have your fun when life is done. A nightmare waits for you.
Honey, honey,
we're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley.
And now it's time to part. Go back where they keep our kind, the wretched and the heartless. The news we shared has got you scared.
We're glad that we got through.
So make amends
and make some friends. The future's up to you.
Reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet. Am I a Muppet, or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet,
Muppet,
or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
Here I go again, I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand who I am.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of Muppet-themed music on this Monday night, or whenever you're listening in the future. Future. So we just heard a whole bunch of songs. We started off with Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem with their version of Chopin's Polonaise in A flat. And then we heard the Fugees with Just Happy to Be Me from Sesame Street. Then we heard Animal Sings Gershwin very quickly. And then we heard the song Keep Fishin' by Weezer, which featured the Muppets in the music video for that one. So I thought I'd include that. A couple of weeks ago, I played another song that had Muppets in the music video. If you go back to the Countdown episode from the very end of 2018, I played a Ben Folds 5 song that had Muppets in the video. All right. After Weezer, we heard Gonzo and His Chickens with their rendition of the William Tell Overture. And then we heard the classic from my favorite Muppet movie. I know that might be blasphemous to some people because it's post Jim Henson directing, but that was from The Muppet Christmas Carol, and that was, of course, Marley and Marley, as portrayed by Statler and Waldorf, and that set closed with Man or Muppet, as sung by Jason Segel from the reboot of the Muppet movies. The movie's called The Muppets, and that was from 2011, and that song was written by Brett McKenzie of Flight of the Conchords fame. And I put that one in a previous episode of mine a while back. If you go back into the archives at everybodyplaysthefool.com, you can find the one about Oscar-winning songs. I don't remember if it was just Oscar winners or Oscar nominees, but anyway, that song was an Oscar-winning song. It's a good song, too. I really like the bridge. What else do I want to tell you about? I've had a bunch of Muppet references on this show over the years. If you go back to the Baked Goods episode, there's some Sesame Street stuff in there. I've worked Muppets into so many episodes that I can't think of them all, but I do want to shout out a couple in specific. If you go back to everybodyplaysthefool.com, the episode about the bassist Bob Cranshaw is an especially nice one, I think. Bob, who unfortunately he passed away a couple years ago, but he was a really prolific bass player and a really great guy, and he played on all of the classic Sesame Street stuff, as well as being sideman to the stars, playing with Ella Fitzgerald and playing with Sonny Rollins for many, many years. But Bob Cranshaw, episode 29 of this show, you can go back to that. Or, pick a random episode, and it'll probably have Muppets in it. I also want to bring, special attention. I know I've mentioned Jim Henson a couple of times, and obviously he was a great talent, and so is Brian Henson, and so is Frank Oz, obviously. But also Joe Raposo is a name that I have to include in this show, because he was the composer for so much Sesame Street and Muppet-related stuff early on, and wrote a lot of great stuff. I should say we're listening right now to a tune by Paul Williams and Kenny Asher, who also wrote Rainbow Connection, another very famous Muppet song. And let's get into this next set. This next song that we're going to hear is one that was performed on The Muppet Show back in 1979. One of the most memorable guest stars on the show of the whole run, that was Harry Belafonte. And here's his song, Turn the World Around. And it's kicking off this next set of Muppet-themed music on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around. Oh, oh, so is life. Ha, ha, so is life. Oh, oh, so is life. Ha, ha, so is life. River, river, watch the mountain fire. Make the sunlight turn the world around. Heart is of the river, body is the mountain. Spirit is the sunlight, turn the world around. We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit. Only can the spirit turn the world around. We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit. Only can the spirit turn the world around.
He bought it for a dime. His nephew had another one. He paid it for a lime.
True.
He put the lime in the coconut. He drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut. Drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut. Drank them both up. He put the lime in the coconut. He called the doctor, woke him up, and said,
"Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I say, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I say, "Doctor, this flipper ache."
"Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut. You drank them both up. You put the lime in the coconut. You drank them both up.
You put the lime in the coconut. He drank them both up.
You put the lime in the coconut. You call your doctor, woke him up, said,
"Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this flipper ache."
You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Rocky bought a coconut, he bought it for a diamond. He had another one, he paid it for another one. He paid it for a lime in the coconut, he drank the lime in the coconut, he drank the lime in the coconut, and called him up and said,
morning, I'll tell you what to do.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fuzzy. Moving right along. We found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it, I'm moving right along.
Hey LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
He ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh.
Well, I'd like him.
He'd growl and yell, and I heard tell he never took a bath.
Wow.
Nasty Dan.
Nasty Dan.
Was a nasty man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan.
Yeah.
Now, Nasty Dan was a nasty man the whole day long.
Good for him.
He'd go where he could and he'd try real good to make things go wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd jump for joy when a little boy would trip and fall.
Really mean.
And the only words that he ever said were, I don't like you at all.
Yeah,
nasty
right on.
Man was a nasty man. Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now here's the best part. It's about a girl named Nasty Pearl.
Oh, she sounds okay too.
Nasty Pearl was a nasty girl who met Dan somehow.
Yeah.
She said, you're like me, rotten as can be. Let's get married now. So they went and they did and had a nasty kid. And I must confess that Dan pretty much leaves everybody alone now. And he doesn't bother anybody anymore. 'Cause he just lives in his nasty old house with his nasty old wife and his nasty kids.
Yeah.
In nasty happiness.
Far out.
Nasty Dan. He's a happy man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan.
Wow. That was really great.
Like
and
that?
Say, Aren't you Johnny Trash?
Cash. Have a rotten day.
Yeah. Wow. There goes my kind of guy.
Oh, there's no fire in the fireplace. There's no carpet on the floor. Don't try to order dinner. There's no kitchen anymore. But if the road been kind of bumpy and you need to rest a spell, well, welcome home to Happiness Hotel.
Hey, how are you guys fixing to pay?
What are our choices?
Very popular choice.
If you got luggage, keep it handy. But you're running out of luck, 'cause the bellhop's easy to organize and the elevator's stuck.
Still, if you don't mind friendly animals and can learn to stand the smell,
well, welcome home to Happiness Hotel.
The forest played in my heart. How I do jump like the hoodoo. Listen to the music so nicely organ played. Quietly rest the sleepy tiger under the vine tree at the waterside. And X marks the place neath the yellow moon where the Zumuchi and I did hide.
Kumnand, kwela kithi mna mithi.
Iphi imali?
All right, we're almost done here with the Muppet episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. In that set, you heard Harry Belafonte with Turn the World Around. And you heard the version of the Harry Nilsson song Coconut from The Muppet Show. Then we heard Fozzie and Kermit with Moving Right Along from The Muppet Movie. We heard Johnny Cash and Oscar the Grouch with Nasty Dan from Sesame Street. Then we heard Happiness Hotel from The Great Muppet Caper, which is the second Muppet movie back from 1981. And then closed out that set with Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Kermit the Frog with African Alphabet. And that last one, apparently was a Joe Raposo composition. It holds a special place in my heart because I saw Ladysmith Black Mambazo perform that song for children live when I was in like second grade. And they brought a bunch of kids on stage with them, and including me. So if you can find the issue of the New London Day from 1992, there's a picture of me in it, which is hilarious. All right. We're running out of time. So I got to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, radiofreebrooklyn.org for all of your Radio Free Brooklyn needs. Get on our newsletter. Find out about all the great shows here. Special shout out to Calvin and his show Lush Vibes Radio, which is midnight, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning every week, which is a great show here. Thanks for listening, Calvin. And what else do I want to say? I've just got a couple quick things here to close out tonight. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. You can listen to all of my previous episodes at everybodyplaysthefool.com. Now we're going to close out with a classic, which I also played on the Bob Cranshaw episode a long time back in the archives there. But here's a classic Sesame Street song, and then we'll close out with a closing theme. Have a great night. Thanks for listening. This is Radio Free Brooklyn.
I'll sing.
Come on, you're singing.
Sing a song. You bet. Yeah. Sing out loud. I love it. Sing out strong.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.